Rav Kook had said or made a statement, very strange statement at first glance. Churban Bayit Sheni, Hi Yesod Binyan Bayit Shlishi. The destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash is the basis, the premise, for the construction of the third Beit HaMikdash. Now what exactly does this mean? Or even more so, how exactly do we qualify this statement? Are we meant to rectify based on looking at the mistakes of the past in order to construct for the future? Chazal say on the Pasuk, Vayivku ha'am ba'layla ahu. In Dvorim, the Torah tells us that Bnei Yisrael cried on that night. It was the night in which the Meraglim came back, the spies that were sent forward by Moshe as the leaders, the representatives of all Am Yisrael, in which they gave a less than impressive or positive report regarding Eretz Yisrael and their ability to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And Chazal say that Bnei Yisrael cried on that night, and that night was Tisha B'Av. Chazal explained that this crying was Bechiya Shel Chinam, crying with no purpose, no incentive, no goal. And the way that we rectify this crying, therefore, or at least according to my understanding, is by demonstrating the antithesis, by demonstrating that we are purposeful, that we are meaningful, that we don't cry for no reason, but rather we have a reason for our existence. We have a kivun, a direction, a goal orient that dictates our existence. This has to be the attitude both of Jewish leadership and of the Jewish people. And this really seems to be the approach that was carried throughout generations. The Gemara, the Talmud, tells us a fascinating story. It's a recorded historical story that the Gemara tells us in Yevamot on Daf Samach Bet Amud Bet, which relates to us most obviously during this time of Svirat HaOmer, a time which is also marked by a period of mourning because Rabbi Akiva's students perished. 24,000 of them perished during this time. Says the Gemara as follows. Amru, 12,000 zugim talmidim hayu lo l'Rabbi Akiva migvat ad antifras. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students, 24,000, from the area of Gvat ad Antifras, which according to the Mefarshim, they explain this covered the entire area or span of the area of Yehuda, of the Judah kingdom. Vekulan meitu beperek achad. All of them perished and died at one particular time period. The time period between Pesach to Atzeret, to Shavuot. They were not respectful one to the other, whatever that might mean. All of us, I'm sure, can conjure up understanding of what that means in our own personal lives, in our own Jewish communities. The world was silenced as a result of this path of destruction. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva eitzel rabotenu shebadarom, until Rabbi Akiva came to a group of rabbonim in the south of Israel, vishona olahem, and reinvigorated, reconstructed, and retaught the Torah to these rabbonim. He nurtured them to become the future leaders of Bnei Israel. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Verab Yehuda, Verab Yossi, Verab Shimon, Verab Elazar ben Shamua. Vehaim Haim, these five outstanding scholars Hemidu Torah Ota Sha'a. Listen to how strange the vernacular of the Gemara is. These five scholars established once again the pillar of Torah Be'ota Sha'a on that particular juncture. Now Sha'a could be defined loosely as in that time frame, that historical standpoint at that time. These Rabbanim became the new leaders of the Jewish people. But I believe that perhaps the Gemara is telling us more than that. Be'ota Sha'a, Sha'a can also be literally translated at that particular point, that exact moment. How could the Gemara tell us that these five Rabbanim established the Torah once again at that moment per se? What does that mean? What is the Gemara telling us? And I think the answer is as follows. Rabbi Akiva, his greatness was that he was able to see reconstruction, rejubilation, even in the heart of destruction. The Rabbi Akiva who witnesses the core of the Roman Empire waving destruction and total obliteration of the Jewish community in its path. Nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva was not deterred. Rabbi Akiva, who nurtures 24,000 students who would become the future leaders of the Jewish people, only to see all of them perish in disease. This Rabbi Akiva is not thwarted or discouraged from his mission. He gets up and he says, "B'makom she'ein ish, hishtadel liyot ish." Right now is the time for me. I do not have time to wait. I do not have time to delay. I must get up immediately, be'ota sha'a, and reestablish, reinvigorate the future of the Jewish community. And therefore, without delay, Rabbi Akiva follows. He goes south. He looks for five Rabbanim. And indeed, the Gemara verifies these five Rabbanim became the future leaders of the Jewish people. Hemidu Torah Ota Sha'a. Yes, at that exact moment. Because in Judaism, many times, for us to react, it is not enough for us to delay, but the reaction must be immediate, at that exact moment, in order to ensure the sustenance, the existence, the future of Am Yisrael. I think that this is the understanding of what Rav Kook is trying to tell us. The Chorban Bayit Sheni, Hi HaYisod Binyan Bayit Shlishi. When we look at the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, when we look at the paths and cores of terrible events that befell us throughout generations, if we see them and we tear our garments and we mourn and we're sad, and if it discourages us from moving on, then indeed it truly has been a successful meet of destruction. But if we use the Chorban Bayit, the destruction and the persecution of our people as a means of reaction towards reconstruction, towards rejubilation, towards rejuvenation, then indeed the destruction also has served a purpose. Even the destruction of the Second Temple can be an impetus for us to react, for us to find those five outstanding scholars as Rabbi Akiva did, and to build Talmud Torah, Ota Sha'a, at this very moment. That is what is required from us. That is the perspective that we should have at this time of Yemei HaGeula. Pesach, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, the time of rebuilding, of rebirth, of regeneration, whereby we seize Eretz Yisrael through the Achdut of Am Yisrael, ultimately arriving at the pinnacle of Chag HaShavuot, Matan Torah, which gives us every rhyme and reason for our entire existence. And with this, I believe we can also understand the Gemara and Ta'anit. The Talmud tells us in the Gemara, Kol amitabel al Yerushalayim, anyone who mourns for Jerusalem, zocheh veroeh benechemata, zocheh is privileged to see the nechama, the comfort, the solace, the ultimate nechama that will come with the reconstruction of Jerusalem as well. And the question that one can ask on the vernacular of the Gemara is as follows. Why does the Gemara tell us, Kol ha-mitavel al Yerushalayim zocheh, is zocheh? No. The Gemara should say, Kol ha-mitavel al Yerushalayim, anyone who mourns on Jerusalem, yizkeh v'yireh b'nechamata, he will be zocheh, he will ultimately see the nechama, the comfort that is offered in Yerushalayim as well. Why not yizkeh? Why zocheh? And I saw an interesting commentary. And they explain that the Gemara uses zocheh. Zocheh is present tense. Because when it comes to Yerushalayim, to the construction of Eretz Yisrael, of Jerusalem, of the Jewish people in their homeland, there is no such thing as yizkeh v'yireh, as future tense. No! Everything with regards to our construction in the land of Israel and the Jewish people is zocheh, is present tense. Everything is constant. Everything is recurring. It is an event, or they are events that we are constantly involved in. And that is our link to history of the past for the sake of perpetuation for the future. Because we do not see the past as irrelevant. We see it as alive and well today for the sake of our construction in the future. This is what Rav Kook meant when he said, Churban Bayit Sheni, Hi Hayesod Binyan Bayit Shlishi. When we understand that we are in motion, that we are totally immersed and involved, not only in the historical interpretation of a past of our people, but that we are responsible, as Rabbi Akiva understood, Be'ota Sha'ah, immediately, to respond, to be involved, and to be totally engaged in what's going on with Am Yisrael. That is what ensures Binyan Bayit Shlishi, the construction of the third temple. Yihi Ratzon, as a result of our recognizing in full force and understanding that it is our active participation and our interpretation that everything that happened in the past is so much alive to us today. And as a result of this approach, we'll all be zocheh not only to witness the construction of Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael in Torah Yisrael, but we will all be able to say that we were truly an intrinsic part of making it happen.